What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, a friend of the show, Abilene Christian, Rockets head coach, Brett Turner with me on the Boss Man Show in the year four. Brett, good to talk to you, man. How you doing out there, man?
Doing great, man. Just, you know, we've got a little bit better weather, as you can see behind me, man, than you do there, but really looking forward to talking to you. It's all season.
Yes, sir. Brett, man, can you believe it's already been year four for you, going to year four, man, how these seasons flew on by now that we're in year four, man.
Yeah, it goes fast, man. You know, when they say time flies, it truly does. And we've been through some, you know, awesome highs here in my first 3 years and some tough lows, you know, in terms of wins and losses. But man, all a great experience. I'm at a great place, an unbelievable institution, and fired up for year four.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you, for you, as you've took this job, man, and now just got into the NIL space now, the portal space, how has it changed the way you and your staff evaluate players, go out to players to find who's the right fit for Abilene Christian?
Yeah, you know, we haven't changed. We still stick to like our core values, what we're looking for in a player. You know, anybody who watches our program knows it's based on toughness and grit and those kind of things. We've never been the most talented team, you know. We haven't changed that. We're still looking for tough kids, kids with, you know, with grit. But at the end of the day, we were a little late to the party when it came to NIL and all that stuff. Didn't think that necessarily it would hit our level, you know, the mid-major level as quickly as it did, but it did. And so the last 2 years, kind of when NIL really started kicking in, I felt like we were going into a, you know, a gunfight with a knife, you know, I guess as people would say, you know what I mean? Like it just, we weren't, you know, we didn't have those things. And as an institution, man, you know, the supporters of Abilene Christian University basketball have really got behind this program and knew that it was something we had to jump on board with. So of course, you know, things are better now, but, and we've slowly caught up, I think, in athleticism and size and all that with, with other teams in the WAC. So excited about it. It's changed the game a little bit. But even with all that said, man, we're still looking for toughness. We're still looking for, do they make people better? Are they good teammates? You know, that those things haven't changed regardless of whether NIL is a factor or not.
You know, I feel, Brett, too, for fans now and then the donors now who are part of this now, NIL, they feel more part of the program. They used to do that. They would donate money and it would be great. But now putting them in that collective now and knowing that, hey, what I put into this collective here is really going to help these guys on the court, help you and your staff retain guys, help us win. I feel like it makes the fans feel more, even more engaged, more part of it now than previous model, where that's giving donations to the athletic department and it goes to get split up every which way it does. But now they know that they're actually having a firsthand impact on the program.
Yeah, there's no question, man. It does. They're involved in a different way now, right? Like than they used to be, and so there's good to that, and there's some bad to that too, of course. But yeah, man, I think it's the new age. We have no choice. I think I'm 100% supportive of it. I think that that players deserve, to make an income off of their name, image, and likeness. I think that there's we've got to get it figured out a little bit. It's a little out of control. You know, there's got to be some sort of regulation. It can't just be 100% free agency all the time. But I think we're heading in the right direction. And I think both, everybody wants it to head in the right direction. So, good things to come and both sides, supporters, boosters, athletes, coaches, I think we're all on the same page of trying to get it to go where it needs to.
And Brett, I saw you have three freshmen on your roster, man. And talk about that, man, to be able to coach and develop these young guys. And now, as these COVID guys age out now, the premium will come back again, finding great high school players who can really impact. Wisconsin's probably going to 15 now with this settlement that I'm hearing about. So you have an opportunity to develop some guys on your roster now. So talk about finding these three young guys that you got in to be able to coach and develop these young men and teach them about how the Abilene Christian way is.
Yeah, I'm excited about our freshmen. And I think that, here's the thing. We kind of decided, look, this is the transfer portal, right? So not necessarily NIL, but like the portal, the bigger schools, the Power Four, what have you, whatever you want to call them nowadays, is, they're just waiting till the spring, and so they're not attacking the high school ranks like they used to. They're trying to stay old. They've seen the value in that, as a lot of programs like us were going up there and beating them, with older players. They've decided they understand that value. So, but that actually leaves a window for us to go get some maybe more talented young kids, that we couldn't maybe necessarily recruit in the past. And I think that all these guys are examples of that, and so I think my staff did an unbelievable job going out and attacking the high school ranks and getting three really good ones to come to ACU. And then it's our job to see if we can develop them and keep them here, but ultimately, if we don't in the future, then that means they did some really good things for us. And so, if they're doing good things for us, other people are going to want them. But now that the COVID kids are kind of done and there's no extra fifth year, we'll see how that affects recruiting. We don't know yet. This is going to be the first year without that extra class, that's jumping into the portal. So, do the bigger schools go back and start recruiting the high school ranks again, or do they continue just without that extra class to try to stay old and, poach from us, I guess, for lack of a better term. But hopefully not, because I'm enjoying it. And these freshmen, I mean, I'm excited about them and look forward to their future in our program.
100%. And also, you have some good veterans that you can trust as well to help these young men grow into your program and show them the way, know how to practice, know how to eat, know how to go to class, find the right places around campus. So how important is to have those veterans on your roster as well to help these young men and help show the way, kind of trickle down that culture from you and your staff down to the locker room so they can be a player-led locker room rather than being coach-led locker rooms, which we know don't win as much as player-led ones do.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm excited. I think we have the perfect mix on this team of returners, of freshmen, of incoming transfers. I think we kind of hit it. I'm really excited about this team because of that. And I have the right veterans, right? Like the guys that do take care of their bodies and understand the importance of that. The guys that do go to class. The guys that know how we play and believe in our body in, I guess is the term, to how we do things here. Because those are the guys that are setting the standard for the freshmen, right? Or even the incoming transfers. And so with that group of returners, of veterans, along with you know, some transfers that are sprinkled in there in our three freshmen, I'm super excited, man. I was telling my staff the other day, like, I am enjoying practice at a level that I've always enjoyed it, but like at a level that I haven't experienced in a while, because of that. I think that this team has, I mean, you know, we could not win a game all year, but I truly feel like this team has a chance to be good because of our veterans and what they're doing for this program and the talent that we've brought in with our transfers and our freshmen.
And no doubt, Brett, and having veterans with great habits, you know, I'm big on habits, you know, so you got to really be consistent with your habits, and having guys who have the right habits on and off the floor is only going to help the team become better, because I have to get in line now. I can't be the one slacking. I got to be on point today because my vets are doing this. If I'm doing it, they're going to call me out. So I think it's great to have vets with great habits, consistent every day, about the process and about winning ways, doing the right things to win on and off the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, you know Leo Bedio, I'll just use him as an example. You know, he was a redshirt freshman, and when we won 25 games a couple years ago, and made it to the WAC championship game, and fell just short to New Mexico State, who then went on to beat UConn. The last loss UConn's had in the NCAA tournament was a team that beat us, and so like he watched that, he witnessed that, he saw how all of that. That team operated, and he also enjoyed that success. And so those are the things that he saw with his own eyes, and he is now trying to preach to these guys, you know? And I think that we've had a little bit of a lack of that, maybe, I guess, for lack, I don't know how else to say it, but I'm just super excited about Leo, Hunter, and some of those guys truly taking over this group. And because of those habits that you're talking about, understanding winning, understanding what it takes to win, they've seen it, they know exactly what it takes, and now they can teach this younger, you know, group coming in how to do it.
And Brett, also, man, I look at the size on your roster, man. Your guys is very switchable. Talk about having guys who can switch 1 through 5 and with ball screen coverage to get open things you can get on defense now with guys of like size, with length as well, so you can really defend like crazy, yeah, out transition and play fast where I know that you love to do.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody who knows anything about our program knows that defense is a big, big part of what we do. We typically lead the country in a number of defensive categories every year. As we moved up, you know, from you know, the Southland into the WAC, that's the thing that we ran into a problem with. It was the size on the roster, and so it's taken us a couple of years to finally get caught up to that. But man, we're back. And that's one of the things I'm so excited about, is as we're in practice, we're switching more. We're doing some more of those things that we used to do that the last couple of years I had to kind of get away from just due to size. Yeah, man, like our defense, I think, is going to be back to causing problems and for people and, you know, creating havoc and pressure and, you know, and panic, I guess, on our opponent's part, which is kind of what we do, because we can switch and we can fly around and we can do some of those things that we haven't been able to do necessarily the last couple of years.
No doubt, man. And, you know, and trying to win these close games in March, man, in conference, the defense is what travels, and having, like you said, the length, the guys can wreak havoc, cause that conflict, that confusion, man, and getting out of transition and getting the rebound and getting that, get that on the break. Because we, you know, I both know it's not over to get the rebound. So having that size is going to be very important. And also, if she wins close games, so talk about that piece as well, man. Teaching guys how to win close games and staying attention to detail when it gets tough and not folding in those tight moments where adversity may strike late in a ball game.
Yeah, you know, so I've had both teams. I've had teams that won. It seemed like they won every single close game that we were in. My team last year was in almost every single game. I can't tell you how many 1 and 2 possession games we lost last year. We were right there. And, you know, I think that going through that experience, as hard, as tough as it was last year to go through those tough, close losses, we learned a lot through that. I think we had kind of started taking for granted that, man, we're just going to win. You know, we're going to win those games. And all of a sudden, you know, the roles flipped on us. And we were able to learn some things. I was able to learn some things as a coach, like, hey, there's some changes I have to make necessarily now. Some things I used to do in close games that maybe I need to switch up now. But I also think the players have learned through some of that stuff. Like, what did we do wrong? We have film. We've been able to learn through that hopefully maybe this year that role can be flipped and we can get back to being the team on the winning side of those close games. And we had a couple close wins last year, but man, we had some devastating losses. Probably the most overtime games that I've ever had in a season. The most game tying shots that have ever been hit against a team of mine. Even our last game of the season in the conference tournament where, you know, we get a steal. It looks like we're going to go win for a layup. They make an unbelievable play, throw down a guy. He's a prayer to win the game. You know, it's just like that doesn't happen. but I think these guys have learned from that and that we're primed and ready to flip that this season for sure.
No doubt, man. You got a heck of a non-con schedule, brother. You got Texas A&M, Baylor, New Mexico State, CMF Austin, the Montana State MTA, and you're coming to Kennesaw State on the 20th of November. I'll be there to see that game, brother. So, yeah. You got a heck of a schedule, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it doesn't get any easier. You know, I just learned a long time ago. I've been, even as an assistant, I was kind of the scheduler, you know, and so I've learned – man, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good just to go schedule a bunch of easy games. You hope to have a couple of those. But at the end of the day, it's all at our level. Let's be real. It's about winning three games in March,
yes,
right? To win your conference tournament, to get to the NCAA tournament. So, you know, I think if we let our egos get involved, it's all about just trying to win as many games as we can in one big picture. That's great. Of course, I want to win every game we're going to play. But I also want to challenge my team. I want to get better. And I think by playing teams like that, we can grow. And ultimately, that's going to be what prepares us for March, because that's all that matters. You know, we're not going to get an at-large bid. Not right now. It's just not going to happen. And so how do we get into the NCAA tournament? We win those three games in March. So let's prepare ourselves the best we can by playing really good competition, understanding how to compete in those games, to win those games. And I think that's why we've had so much success in the past of winning some of these games against the power, you know, the power five, power four, and getting into the tournament is because we've always scheduled, you know, very, very tough. And some years we roll through it, we find a way, and some years we struggle through our non-conference, but we still, is that week in March, can we win three games in a row or not?
It's all that, like, having a full roster healthy. You got that right. That's what mm-hmm. counts, man. And you build that callus now is going to help you in those tough environments, man. And come that important week in March. With Brett, man, thank you for your time as always, brother. Hope we're talking again in March when you're going to the big dance. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere now. Hopefully we're talking again in March. So know that you made it to the tournament, man. It's always good having the show, man. I always enjoy our chats, man. I appreciate your friendship. It's good to see you in Atlanta as well, at Lake Point, brother.
Yep, always good to see you. And I hope to see you at Kennesaw, man.
I'll Come be there, brother. The 20th. I'm there, brother. I got it on my calendar.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.